Mobile.
KN4VWA, Mobile.
4VWA, W4VX, also Mobile. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what are you doing up this early?
Not a word.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to be working pretty much most of the day today. I got to pay to play, and I got a few little hobbies that require me to go do it every once in a blue moon.
Well, that's a decent position to be in. Yeah, I've got a few years before I'm there, but you know, it's on the radar.
You got to go probably what, 20?
Somewhere between 5 and 10, depending on how things play out at work.
Got a hot flash for you, bud. 5 to 10 years at our age just goes by like a flash.
I know. It sure does. Yeah, there's some, I moved down here in 2015, and there's some gear, radio gear, that I haven't touched since then. I'm looking at it going, why haven't I hooked that up?
Jeff gear?
Ranchy there, say again.
What is it, HF gear?
Yeah, yep. Fancy power meter kind of thing. I have my older needle-based power meter. I'm thinking, I really kind of like that digital thing. I don't know why I haven't hooked that up.
Well, hey, you've got a good HF setup, don't you?
I've got a Kenwood TS-2000 that I bought like 12 years ago or something, which is the main rig. I've got a few pieces of old military gear. I got a Harris radio, which is nice because of the duty cycle capabilities. It doesn't care if you key down and walk away and come back a week later. Auto tuners, high power auto tuners, couple amps, that kind of stuff. A lot of aluminum on the ground at the moment.
Just not good. Are you in an HOA or something?
Union County last year, and just haven't got around to putting everything back up. We're becoming hobby farmers, I'll say. We've got some cows, some goats, some chickens, and a big garden. That's what we've been working on.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me that. Hey, ain't that cool? We've got a fairly, you know, we're not hobby farmer level planting some acres, but we've got a fairly large garden growing this year. And so far, you know what, I don't care if it produces anything. My wife is having a ball out there, you know, digging in the dirt, getting her little plants to grow. She's just loving it.
My wife's really gotten into it as well, so it's all good. I'm just a tractor operator and dirt wrench operator. That was the term I was looking for.
I always remind my wife that she has the green thumb and I have the black thumb. So I prepare everything. I prepare the soil the way she says to do it, and then she handles all the plants. Because, like I said, I got the black thumb, man. I kill kudzu.
W4VX. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. And that is my position as well. So, yeah, maybe next year for the towers. It'd sure be nice to have HF beam again. And I need to start checking into that net in South Carolina net in the evening. I used to enjoy that. I was on medical for a back problem, and I was bored, and so I started tuning into these traffic nets during the day. And the next thing you know, I'm knee-deep in it. And it was kind of fun. I enjoyed it. Kind of like pretending to be a telegraph operator from 150 years ago.
Barely getting in, man. Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I'm in the low spot. Okay. Duly noted. I'm still learning whether my commute's going to be a problem.
X.
Are you copying me okay?
The repeater has been having problems this morning. I don't know what's going on. It'll just come and go.
Well, we're getting just some atmospheric stuff. We're getting some carryover in from another repeater. So propagation is unusual from certain directions this morning. I can't tell where it's coming from. But you say you guys do have me okay?
Just like the other gentleman, it's been everybody this morning that's been on here.
And, yeah, I think, you know, both of you are making the repeater. It's the output of the repeater that's fluctuating greatly this morning. But I have good copy on you when I can hear the repeater.
Yeah, and my squelch is breaking open. It's picking up all kinds of stuff in between transmissions. So where are you, Patrick?
I'm over here on 123 coming into Easley from Greenville side.
You should be clear as a bell. I don't know what's going on this morning. Well, maybe we need to call Dave and tell him to straighten it up. Oh, man, nah, it's just one of those mornings with the atmospheric jump.
If you're into, like, 2-meter sideband, this would be a good day to be out there making contact this morning.
Hey, and yes, I'm going to probably get into that because I got a 10-element Yagi up there on the top of my tower. And, I really need to get that thing fired up.
The downside is they tend to run horizontal, so, you know, like, usually I'll set up the beam for repeaters, not sidebands, but, maybe I'll do one of each this next time when I get a tower up.
Well, you need to get some towers up, man. All right, well, listen, guys, it's so bad this morning, I think I'm going to go ahead and drop out because I'm just barely getting you guys. So, good morning, Patrick. Good morning there, guys. I'm gonna bail out on you. KN4 VWA, y'all carry on if you can. And maybe it'll clear up in the next couple of 2 or 3 hours. So, KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
Have a good day.
Patrick, I think it's just the output of the repeaters fluctuating or being interfered with all the wonderful tropospherics going on. The name here is Chris.
Chris, on the name. We've spoke before, but I can't remember for sure. The repeater, since I left the house at 5:30 this morning, it's been having trouble.
I can get into it out here on 49 without any problem. Well, the biggest issue is, again, that on the receive side. I'm just not able to always receive it. But a couple of weeks ago, I was banging in, both in the morning and in the evening, and I was just listening. So, well, keep it short. I don't know if you're copying me or not. W4VX.
Yes, I can copy you, but it's got a lot of static on it and picket fencing, so I'm almost where I'm going, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s anyway. You have a good trip on into work, and enjoy your day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
HKX, W4VX, 73s, Patrick, and hope you have a good day as well. I'm clear and listening.